Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm John Batsu with my colleague Peter Husey. We are discussing atomic weapons, one particular category, non-strategic nuclear weapons, and sometimes it's called tactical or battlefield nuclear weapons, that were used in tests with human beings, members of the military, starting 1951 in the Nevada test ground, starting somewhere in that area, early 50s in Russia. Today, I learned from Peter that in place, an order signed by Vladimir Putin in the late 20th century, continuing into the 21st, the Russians make a tactical nuclear weapon, a non-strategic nuclear weapon, part of the arsenal of a combat unit. Does the U.S. have a comparable non-strategic nuclear weapon in its arsenal, and what is to be done? Peter, the Army thinks of a nuclear weapon as a gravity bomb. That's why they've deployed, the Air Force has deployed them into Europe. Do we believe that a non-strategic nuclear weapon is part of the arsenal of a combat unit in NATO if it's attacked by the Russians?
Well, John, the way we would think of it is we have airplanes in Britain that would carry a gravity bomb, as we call them, and get over the target. So you have to go through missile defenses. You got to go through air defenses. You got to go get by the other guy's fighters and then drop a bomb literally on top of the target. And we only have about 100 such weapons, plus or minus a few. We got rid of almost all of our so-called theater nuclear weapons way back in the 1991 when President Bush, under something called Presidential Nuclear Initiative, unilaterally said Cold War's over, the USSR is gone. We don't need this anymore, and assumed the Russians would follow suit, which, given the lack of transparency in Russia, we know that the minimum number they have is somewhere around 1,500 to 2,000 of these. There are specialists who I think are right that they have thousands more. They've not gotten rid of them all, and so they don't attach these to a unit. It would be under the command of STRATCOM in Omaha, taking orders from the president to go use these planes to hit, let's say, Russian tank armies or whatever target they decide.
Right now, the understanding between the two armed forces in Europe, NATO and the Russian forces, do they understand that a tactical nuclear weapon can be and will be introduced to the battlefield?
Well, the Russians have said they're going to. That's their strategy. The United States has said our job is to deter any such use, any such threatened use, and never go there. You know, don't take that escalating step and keep it at worst at a conventional level, and hopefully not at a conventional level, but a crisis that can be managed diplomatically. The former minister of atomic energy in Russia, his name was Mikhailov, said that thermonuclear weapons, the big ones, aren't useful. They're massive destruction. And what he advocated was very low yield weapons, which would enable highly accurate guidance and what they called tailored effects. Fascinating way to talk about nuclear weapons. And they would provide political and military utility to achieve victory. And he advocated a force of not 1,500 to 2,000 of these things, but 10,000 in the mini below a kiloton. And he called them clean, which means they were, compared to some of the big ones we had, yes, and that they were not just radiation, but neutrons, X-rays, gamma rays, EMP. And as he wrote back in 1999, he said, we're going to make war once again. We'll make nuclear weapons again an instrument of war.
Do the Russian combat units carry with them a nuclear weapon, a non-strategic nuclear weapon that can be delivered by an artillery round or a mortar round, or do they also depend upon air power and gravity bombs?
Well, they have air power, they have missiles, they have anything that can deliver, whether a rocket or a missile, they use it. And this is something that the Russians keep them in storage. And if they got them out, we might be able to see it. We might not, who knows? But again, they would assign them two units as the units march from Europe, from Russia west towards the NATO border. So they would assign them to various groupings, and they're not very transparent, John, about how they do this. But as you know, they have talked to Belarus and said, we're going to transfer nuclear weapons to Belarus. And then they talk about training, and these are the units we're going to put them with. And again, a lot of this is coercion and blackmail. But my worry is that the next step is that they really are serious enough or reckless enough to think they can use these things.
The Russians are up to date. They have access to what we learned from the test Desert Rock exercises. They know about the cancer, yes?
Oh, yeah. Well, they do it themselves. And I don't think one thing about Russia is you look at the war in Ukraine, they send mass waves of human beings and they get mowed down. And this is the way they fight wars. They fought the Nazis this way. They also, this is the way they would fight a war in Europe if they invaded across what we used to call the Fulda Gap between East and West Germany. Now the line is much further east. But again, it's the way the Russians fight wars.
And the Chinese, do we know anything about their use of non-strategic nuclear weapons? We have a couple of minutes.
We have very little information except for what we see. Their weapons are dual use. Their conventional weapons can be made nuclear in a heartbeat. And they admit that. On the other hand, they're very lacking in any transparency about how many they have, both at the strategic level and theater. But when you look at the way they exercise, they look at their strategy, you look at what they have threatened to do with respect to Ukraine, Taiwan and South Korea and Japan, the view is that they have adopted a similar position as Russia.
Peter Husey of the Gold Institute for International Strategy, the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. Desert Rock Exercises 51 to 57 is everything you need to know about a tactical nuke on a battlefield. Everybody dies. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.